欢迎收听可可英语在线广播。
Great to have you watching CNN Student News, your commercial-free source of current events for middle and high school classrooms. I'm Carl Azus. We're starting this Wednesday with a headline out of North Korea. Yesterday, the secretive communist country released an American it had held prisoner since May. Jeffrey Fohl was accused of leaving a Bible at his hotel in North Korea. The country does have some churches, but they're operated by the government.And it's made independent religious activity illegal because it's seen as a potential threat to that government's authority. Fohl arrived in the U.S. territory of Guam yesterday. Two other Americans, Kenneth Bay and Matthew Miller, are still being held prisoner in North Korea, and the U.S. government says it's still working to get them freed. Across the Pacific and halfway across the U.S., Ferguson, Missouri, a town that's been on edge since an incident on August 9th,That's when a white police officer named Darren Wilson shot and killed an unarmed African-American 18-year-old named Michael Brown. Witnesses said there was some sort of scuffle between the two, but that Brown was trying to surrender to the policeman when he was shot. Police said Brown struggled with Officer Wilson and then reached for the policeman's gun before the shooting. Protests started afterwards, some peaceful, some violent.And now it's up to a grand jury to determine whether Officer Wilson should be charged with any wrongdoing.
This is the new normal in Ferguson. Protests night and day for the past 73 days. Their number one demand, justice. And to them, that means the indictment and arrest of Officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed unarmed teenager Michael Brown August 9th.
Don't shoot! Answer!
Tensions are high again.After new details about the investigation were leaked by a federal source to the New York Times, indicating forensic evidence may mean potential civil rights charges are unlikely. U.S. law enforcement sources told CNN Brown's blood was found on Wilson's gun, inside Wilson's patrol car, and on his uniform.
What that does is that tends to support any testimony that there was some kind of scuffle in the police car. And if so,That tends to support Officer Wilson's testimony and his justification for using deadly force.
Early on, Brown's friend said there was a scuffle, but that Wilson was the aggressor.